What's going on to the good people of the world, man? My name is Kevin Lewis. This is 129 Forever, and this is 129 Podcast, man. I'm sitting here with two of the greatest people I ever met in my life. I got Keith Wilson in the building, and I got Diavion.
Hey, y'all.
Anything y'all want to say before we get started?
I'm grateful that I've been a part of this podcast, and I look forward to what we're about to talk about.
I am blessed to actually be here and honored to have an opportunity to sit here with Kevin.
And we appreciate you, man. And matter of fact, I want to tell everybody how much I appreciate y'all for, you know, just showing the love that y'all been showing this past week and a half. I always wanted to be in this position my whole life, and now that I'm here, it's just surreal, just, you know, feeling everything I've been feeling. I can't even really explain it, but I thank y'all so much. But without being said, man, there's a couple things we're going to get into today. But the first thing that I want to talk about is radar. I feel like a lot of people in their life, they're going to get to a point where they feel like they're on nobody radar. Ain't nobody looking out for them. Ain't nobody checking for them. It's going to be so hard to get to where they're trying to go. But I want to ask the both of y'all, how do y'all, like, navigate your way through, you know, getting through a hard time and trying to get to a place that really has no set destination, if that makes sense?
Obviously.
I mean, for me personally, like, I came here by myself, and I'm going to end here by myself at the end of the day, if that's my mindset. Like, on this process, I know without a doubt, like, I'm going to have people to help support me and guide me to where I need to go. But at the end of the day, if I want to make or see any change throughout my life, I know it starts with me at the end of the day, if that makes sense.
Right.
And you really have to, you know, solely depend on yourself to make stuff happen. Of course, you will have support along the way, depending on who you are, who you have as friends, or even family members, or just in general. But, you know, keep taking that route to push forward and, like, don't give up to what you need to do. And, yeah.
You a blesser.
Thank you. You are, too.
What about you, Keith?
For me, it's self-awareness at all times. Definitely looking out for yourself can be a handful, especially when you do want to get to a destination where you're comfortable, you are living your truth, walking in your truth, and you definitely just have to be 100% real with yourself. Support comes and goes.
1,000%.
That's just what it really is. You have to just see it for what it is, take it for what it is, mm-hmm. and move forward with it. And that's how you got to look at it. That's how I look at it personally. Right. And then I do have, like, true support. It's different. And I don't even call it support. I call it love.
Right.
Like, love and support are two different things. The love that I get pushes me in a way that support would never push you.
Right.
Especially when that love is genuine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel and look at things.
I ain't gonna lie, I never heard that before, a difference between love and support.
I agree.
You think it's a difference between love and support?
Yeah. I feel like people who love you will make sure they'll pour into you, if that makes
mm-hmm.
sense. Like, very, like on top of you 24/7 damn near.
Right.
And I feel like support, people are like, you know, hey, like, you know, I saw what you're doing. Like, I know I'm cool with it. Like, you know, I'm here for it, you know, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, for example, my business. Okay, people are pouring into me. Like, Avi, you should do this. Avi, you should do that. Like, here's some ideas. Like, let me sponsor you. Like, let me do this for you. Let me buy you material. Stuff like that. I'm not saying you have to.
Right.
But if you do love me, that you would do. But also, I still appreciate the support because if people were posting my information, reporting to other people. Like, it just, I feel like it all depends, honestly, on who you are with an individual. That makes sense. That's from my point of view. But everybody's different, though. I feel like, well, I've mentioned it to you before, if you have people with the same mindset as you in your business or whatever you choose to do, that you will flourish and you will grow as an individual.
Right.
And I feel like that's something that very carries with me. I feel like you two, you, Kevin, and Keith, of course, are people who I count in my circle because you guys help flourish me. You help grow me as an individual. And you help support my growth. And I feel like you guys do love me rather than support me, if that makes sense. So, yeah.
So sweet.
Love y'all both.
Okay. That gave me thinking. Do you think that it's important to have support, like, behind you with whatever you're doing?
100%.
Honestly, you can't want support if you can't support yourself.
Right. Mm. That's exactly what my mind was.
Like, you just can't ask for support if you can't support yourself.
1,000%.
Have you ever heard a saying like, I think parents say it the most when they say like, and this is bad, but I'm only on you and I beat you because like I love you.
Right.
And I say this to my students, like I pour into you because I see your future before you can even see it. Like,
right.
I see so much potential. Like, and I just want you to like flourish and accomplish all that I see for you.
Right.
But I can't do it all by myself.
Right.
You gotta help me help you.
Yeah.
So right. Like, yeah, like that. It's like that. Like,
okay. I can see your point of view.
I mean, I think it's important to have support. But at the end of the day, I do agree with what you're saying too. I feel like you gotta want it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really want it for you. At the end of the day, you got to be the one to get up and walk that path. As much as I want to see you succeed and I want to see you, you know, go off to do the things I know you're capable of doing,
mm-hmm.
I can't want it more than you.
Yeah,
I agree.
And I feel like in my life specifically, I wanted it more than so many people around me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why, but like, when you was just talking, especially about the family stuff, the first thing I thought about is my little sister. And, you know, I don't ever want her to feel like she don't have no support.
Yeah.
And I always want her to know that I'm with her every step of the way.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
But that's what I mean. Like, it's not support.
Right.
It's love. And you got to see it. Like, there's a difference between those two. Like, it's such a big difference. Like, I can support you.
Right.
But what does support for me to you look like? Now, if I love you, I'm definitely there for you. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm definitely making sure, like, you're going to give me that list.
Right.
Like, I'm on you, like, and even with you, Keeving, like, this is just so ironic because the day that we met in class, I just seen so much power, like, around you, so much energy, so much, like, wealth. And when I say wealth, I don't mean money. I don't mean, like, all the fancy things. I mean wealth as in, like, knowledge.
Right.
From you. And I've always told you, like, you need to speak to people because what you right. do, somebody out there need to hear it.
Right.
So, and that was out of love, like, seeing something that you already had your destiny, like, put there for already.
Right.
Was it support or was it love pushing you, like, do this? Like, you got this. Don't worry about it. Like.
Like, for me starting the podcast?
Yeah.
I'll be 1,000% honest with you. It was me. I felt like it was my time. I felt like I had to get up. I was done sitting around. I was done waiting on things to happen in my life. I mm-hmm. told myself, this is exactly what I want, and I got to go get it. Like, I felt like I was saying in my past videos, like, I've been chilling for years. I've been sitting around doing the exact same things, knowing that I should be here right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only here right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I never even tried to take the steps to just get here. And literally only taking that first step, I already see exactly where I'm going. I'm already seeing exactly where I need to be, and I know I'm well on my way. But it was me, 1,000%.
Yeah, and it was a manifest.
Right.
And I don't think that you're here, and I don't think that you're going there. I think, like, you're on a scale of your own, like, frequency.
Right.
And I definitely don't want you to put, like, a scale on what it is or how you going or where you're going to be because you're already there.
Right.
Imagine how many people have that same mindset and you see her saying, like, listen, like, back in the days, like, I've been wanting to do this shit.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to, like, cross over and do
yeah.
like, what I'm destined to do, what I've been feeling.
Mm. Yeah.
How many people are inspired just by seeing somebody else say, like, it didn't matter how long it took, I got it done.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Once you step through that door and you start, that's your takeoff.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Now, once you take off, you just got to order your steps.
Right.
To keep, like, you know, make sure, like, okay, cross my T's, dot my I's. One thing that I can see that you do, and I'm so, 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 so proud of it. Like, you jot down your ideas.
Yes.
You jot down, like, the moments, like, okay, this is what it's going to be. You take that time to step away to, like, hey, I mean, I seen you this past weekend. Like, you sitting on the side, like, working on, like, your craft.
Right.
That's what
I ain't even know you seen.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm
always watching.
Very thorough.
Yeah,
very
thorough. Crazy. Yeah. Is he, man? But like, honestly, like, I feel like a lot of people relate to me because this ain't really nothing new to me. Mm-hmm. Like you just said, like, I've really been doing this for years. The people just not seeing me for who I am and what I can do. But this is nothing new. Like, this is something that has always been a part of me. But for the longest, I've always been so scared to throw myself out there because I did used to care about what people would think about me.
Yeah.
And for the longest, like one day I really had a realization with myself. Like, what if I don't care what people think about me? What if everybody think that I'm a good person? What if everybody think I'm a genuine person? What if everybody see me for the person that you see me as? And most importantly, what if everything go right? I feel like so many people is worrying about what can go wrong, but they're not even looking at the things that can go right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as soon as everything go right, it's like, damn, like, I can really do this shit. Like, this is exactly where I need to be. And this is exactly the path I'm supposed to be on.
Yeah.
And I feel like that can apply to so many people, but it all begins with that first step.
Yeah.
But that first step is a step that most people aren't willing to take just because they don't believe. And I don't know, man. But
I think people think that way because, and you know, this might be childish. As you grow, you lose your imagination.
It's not childish at all, and it's so crazy that you say that. I was just writing like an article for a class or whatever, and I said in the article, like, if you go to an elementary school right now, and you ask a kid what they want to be when they get older, all of them are going to dream big. They're going to have some type of big goal or something they want to accomplish. But the older they get, the more their mindset starts to change and they start to settle for less.
Wait.
And
it's not that they start to settle for less. It's not that their mindset change.
Right.
Truthfully, I do feel like it's society shutting them down. Don't dream big. Because you might not get there.
Right.
That's that. Like me, I'm still a kid at heart. 100%. Yep. I don't care how old I get. I don't care what it is. I got to watch me some cartoons. I got to do it because I just feel like it keeps me in tune with my imagination.
Right.
And being an artist, being a creator, you have to have like that mindset of creativity. Your imagination has to clock in.
Right. Yeah, for sure. I definitely agree. I think you got to have that kid in you.
Yeah.
Because when you, honestly, man, those are the most creative ideas you're going to get once you realize why you started and once you realize why you got on the path to get to where you were trying to get to in the first place.
Yeah. I feel like with your imagination, even growing up, like as an adult now, like I even think back to my younger self, like this is what I wanted to do growing up. And this is how I imagine myself. Like, I'm doing this for my younger self, if that makes sense.
Right.
I'm doing it to please myself, my inner self.
Right.
And I feel like that's something, like, a mindset you have to... That's the mindset I have.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about other people. I feel like that's something important to have. Because, like, at times, like, you growing up, you start to forget, like, you know, what's my purpose and what am I supposed to be?
Yeah, 1,000%.
What my goal is. And when I came here to school, like, I knew, like, my goal was, like, I knew what I wanted as a kid and even growing up and how
right.
I view things and see things now, like, I know how to go about it.
Right.
And I just feel like, yes, growing up has prepared you for what you need to do, but still at the same time, still support your inner self to allow yourself to, you know, dream big still.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
Yeah. Definitely.
I definitely agree. One thing I always told myself, like, no matter how down bad I am, no matter what, if I don't show up for anybody else, I got to show up for me.
Of course.
I got to show up for my future. I got to show up for the person I know that I'm going to be. And you just got to, like we keep saying, you just got to take them steps and remember why you started in the first place. You got to remember that inner child.
Yeah.
And don't forget about that inner child. It's a lot of times, even people might think I'm weird, but it's a lot of times I think about just me being a kid again and just think about all the dreams that I had and just think about where I am now. It's like, damn, like, my mindset really done shifted, but, you know, towards a greater aspect and towards a greater version of myself.
I think
rather than
thing, too. I'm sorry to cut you off, but
that's how it.
I feel like the person who I am now versus me, like, 6 years ago when I was in high school, I didn't think I would be here.
Okay.
I think about it, too, in that sense. Like, I told myself, like, I don't think I'm going to go to college. I don't think about this. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Like, you know, I don't know what I want to do.
Right.
And it's just, like, now that I'm sitting here and I'm imagining myself, like, something that my younger self wouldn't have never dreamed of. I'm like, I feel like I'm accomplishing my goals now, if that makes sense. And I feel like that's something you have to continue to really work hard for yourself at the end of the day. Like, you really have to keep pushing yourself.
I agree. 1,000%.
100% on it. And that even goes back to me feeling like when I came back to school, Jesus, and looking how far I've come now, mm-hmm. and looking at the people who did not believe in me, mm-hmm. did right. not think like yeah. I would get to this point. I remember I seen someone from high school, and I guess he follows me on Facebook, and he was like, I'm proud of you. And I'm like, you? Like, oh, thanks. You yeah. know, still, you know, thanks, mm-hmm. but let's not forget, like, you were one yeah. of those individuals who always had doubted me.
Right.
You
right.
doubted me because I wasn't what you believe I should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that you see my growth, and I'm thankful that you see that I'm accomplishing these things solely for myself, not for to prove
right.
like it's doable for anyone.
Right.
But just to have someone double back and have to bite their words because you chose to be yourself and continue to do what you wanted to do in a different way. Like, I dropped out of New World.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I got in, like, I went on a tour. I did me, and COVID hit. And I'm like, you know what? I feel like this is talking to me. Like, go back to school.
Right.
Finished the AA, got the bachelor's, about to finish master's.
Nah, look and just where you at, man.
Have somebody just say, like, I'm proud of you. I doubted you, but now I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That always happened like that. Even recently, I've been experiencing that a lot lately. And another thing, like, you never really, I can ask you a question. Like, did you know, like, he was, like, tuned in to, like, what you got going on?
Did I know?
Yeah.
No. I didn't know he followed me.
Yeah, see?
I didn't know, like, and it's funny because you never know who you're going to bump into and how you're going to
right.
reunite with that person.
Right.
And for them to say, like, I've been watching you.
Yes, 1,000%,
I've been watching
yes.
you. And I'm like, you
yeah.
follow me?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I've been following you for some years. You know, I seen you do the Miami Heat thing, and from there I started following you.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Like, a lot of people, they really be on that journey with you.
It's those ghost eyes that really, really
1,000%.
Tune in to just be like, you know what, like, it's possible. And he even told me, like, I look at your journey and I'm like, dang, it's possible.
Right.
And it doesn't matter about the age. It doesn't matter how long.
Right.
It only matters how you, like, step into that, like, that aura of your truth.
Yeah.
And it can be powerful. It can be overwhelming. But once you tune into your truth, I promise you, like, the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
You can go beyond, like, seeing just imagination.
Right.
Like,
I definitely agree. And one thing I want to say, like, you never really know who's watching you. Mm-hmm. And you never really know the impact you can have on somebody mm-hmm. until it happens. Like, for example, when this boy don't even know this, but a friend of mine, his name is Byron. And when I first started doing YouTube years ago, I had posted like an inspirational video and I deleted it. But I seen him like not too long ago and he had told me, he was like, man, like, you don't even know how much you done changed my life with that video. Like, you need to like really keep going. Yeah. And for the longest, it always sat with me. And it always, like, was in the back of my head, like, dang, like, this man really believed me. And then I saw one of my other closest friends that I haven't seen in a little minute, somebody that I didn't even think was rooting for me for real. Yeah. But he told me the exact same thing. Like, Keith, like, I see all that you're doing. Like, you in Miami, like, it's a blessing, like, for you to be out there. And at the end of the day, like, you really paving the way for us, like, back where I'm from.
Yeah.
And but what really got it for me was my godmom. When I tell you, like, when I was, you know, going crazy in the gym, like, going, you know, twice a day, mm-hmm. don't recommend, by the way. But my godmom, she had hit me up, you know, when I was going through the situation that I was mm-hmm. a year ago. She was like, Kiwi, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, don't let nobody steal your shine. Like, you a good person. And, like, you don't even know how much you really done changed my life. Like, ever since you posted that gym picture, I've been in the gym every single day. And I'm like, dang, like, I never even knew you was watching me for real. I never knew you was tuning into my life. I never knew that you was had your eyes on me. And I feel like if a lot of people move with just knowing that somebody got their eyes on you and knowing that somebody that you close with and somebody that care about you got their eyes on you, I feel like a lot of people will move totally different.
I agree. Yeah. You're a role model. You are leadership, like our class.
Yeah.
Like you are a role model.
Shout out to the master program, man.
You are someone who is a role model. Like you paved the way for someone else. Like, for example, I pour myself into Sloki, for example. Shout out to Sloki.
Sloki, we love you, girl.
I love Sloki.
Straight up.
When I first met Sloki, I remember her, basically. She came in as a freshman. I just met her and Keith at the same time. Met both of them at the same time, and I was like, okay, she's like the new, you know, dance major. Like, she has to, like, I did all I can do, and I don't want this program to go down. I said, but I know she's someone who, she reminds me of a younger self, like, of me. Like, I know she's someone who's, like, she's going to get the job done. She's going to be on her P's and Q's, and she's going to do what needs to be done, regardless of the fact. And that's something I love about her. And I feel like the same way with, besides her, but, like, people who I've taught, mentored, like, I've always made sure, like, you know, we can be ha ha kiki in times, you know, that's, you know, I'm not going to make it serious 24/7. By the end of the day, like, I want you to also pave the way for people who are looking freshman, sophomore, whatever the case may
be. 1,000%.
Because they're looking at you. I know, for example, me, like I told you, I don't know if I was going to school or not, college.
Yeah.
And I was a senior, and I was, some of my friends were sophomores at the time. And when I had graduated, they looked at me. I had went to college. Like, oh my God, D, like, you're doing big and great. Like, I'm proud of you. Like, you're on your one. And I would speak to them like, you know, you should do this, you should do that. Like, knowing what I know now, I try to instill in people. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, Sloki, I'm not gonna lie, I think you should do this. You should do that. And Sloki would either, you know, take my advice, or she does what she pleases. But I instill.
At least
in
you try. Yeah.
You take the advice of who, you know, you speak to. And I try to, like, people who I'm very close with, or any ideas or anything that might, you know, come to mind, like, I try to, my very much to, hey, this is what you should do.
Right.
Cameron, for example, she's doing communications, but I was like, you know, do public relations. I think that would be good for you and your resume. I promise you it would be.
Right.
I said, even if you don't, oh, I don't know about, you know, public relations, like, I ain't trying to do all that. It's still good to have on your resume, because people are looking. I said, we're moving into technology-based social media, the whole nine yards. Right. I said, that would be something for you to do. She reached out to me. She was like, this is something I want to do, D. I'm like, okay. This is something people don't reach out to me about, hey.
Especially the younger people.
Yeah,
you know, they don't really do that.
Excuse me? I'm like, you are a whole freshman.
Let's get to it.
A whole freshman talking about, oh, I want to do social media. Excuse me? Come to me like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's get to
I'm not going to fight you. What we're going to do is we're going to set up this meeting the next day.
Yeah.
I'm going to go through all the P's and Q's with you and what you need to do.
Right.
And she had that whole semester with
me. She going places.
About what she needed to do. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to, oh, you need to do this at this time, or, you know, you need to look at this. Like, I did not have to bicker with none of those two girls at all.
Mm-hmm.
I told them the first time, they applied the correction, and then this semester they running the page, running the whole dance department by themselves. They come to me when they need help, of course, if they're, you know, confused or any suggestions. But at the end of the day, like, they come and say, I don't have to say, oh, Avi, did you? I just look on the page and I'm like, oh, this is, oh, looks good. Oh, okay, perfect.
Right.
But it's just like, you really have to, like, instill in these people, like, this younger generation, of course. Like, you have to instill with them, because it starts with any generation that comes in, you have to just instill with them. Like,
you do.
Because you are the role model. You are the role model at the end of the day. Like, my younger sister, I'm someone who's really big on her. Like, you need to be doing this. You need to be doing this. I know it may sound like I'm bickering, or I may sound like, oh, you doing too much, or, oh, like, you just stop it. But they come back. I've had plenty of girls who I've taught on the dance team, and they're like, oh, Avi, you're just so mean. You're just so this. Like, I just can't right now. Like, And they come back that same year. Avi, I'm not going to lie, I don't know if I was going to make it with or without you. I understand what you mean by what you say by this information.
Yeah.
Now, and I appreciate you for coming to me. She's like, I apologize for, you know, nagging and moaning with you, but I see where you're coming from, and now I know how to apply it at the end of the day. And that's just something, you have to be on them. It really is something important factor to really think about at the end of the day. So,
I think we all walk off of, like, our past experience.
Yes.
Try to, like, correct those habits before they get there.
Right.
Like, Avi, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. If it was not for you, Mm-hmm. I think I would have been behind. You have been my advisor for 2 years with my bachelor's. And I know for a fact you know what you're talking about.
It's a mutual feeling.
You are definitely someone that I depended on. Like, you were a big part of motivation of me, like, stepping on campus every single day.
Right.
Like, and I know my first semester, I was very quiet.
Very quiet. Did not speak to me. He on the other side. I'm on the other side. We're looking at each other like, who is this man?
And honestly, it became different once, you know, they was like, oh, she's a dance major. I'm like, oh, really? Okay, now this, like, now, because, you know, I was in one jazz class with you, and I'm looking at everybody else like, is this really a dance class?
Right.
I'm not used to this. Very questionable that year. No one's really.
Oh, my God, man. Dancing.
Jazz and theology.
No, it's a mutual feeling, man.
But I'm thankful. And I want to sit here and let you know, like, it does not go unnoticed, any and everything that you do.
I promise.
Like,
none of it.
You are the GOAT at Barry University.
1,000%. They need to offer you a job, but we ain't gonna get into that.
Please, y'all hear this?
It's coming. We're working on it.
For sure.
But yeah, you definitely have so many people that look up to you. Even
yeah, 1,000%. 1,000%. And I don't even think you realize like how many people actually look up to you for real.
I try my best.
Even me. Like, I look 1,000%. Up to you.
I try my best, y'all. I feel like it's very important. Like, I know people say, oh, I'll be this, this, and the third. But it's like, at the end of the day, like, I care. That's how I am.
Yeah.
Like, I really do care about you at the end of the day. If I didn't care, I would have been like, oh, X, Y, and Z.
Oh, no, we know.
Well, okay. You I'm walking away.
With somebody does. For
but,
real.
Like, I always try to, you know, go over and beyond. Even with my business, like, okay, I know Keith, you got a business, and then Keith got a business. You got 129 Podcast. Okay, how can I help Keithian? Yeah. Let me make him a jacket. Let me put his social media, his handles in the back. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Keith has his dance studio. He got his own brand, Dance King Miami. Let me make it to a jacket. Promote him. You're promoting yourself without promoting yourself. You're not even thinking about it. Oh, 129 Podcast? What's good? The social media handles in the back? Let me take a picture of that. Oh, I got y'all. Like, right. I really want, like, I don't want to see, oh, you know, I just go, I want to see everybody around me let go. Like I told y'all, y'all are part of my five, the five main people in my circle who have the same mindset as me.
Yeah.
That was
and I said, if I'm winning, like, y'all winning too type thing.
Of course.
Without a doubt. Like, if I'm going up, you guys are going up with me.
Of course.
It's not, and even with Keith, like, for example, like, Keith, he has his own company, this and third, but Keith will always incorporate me in something. Okay, right. D, I'm doing a stretch class. Can we make some administrative work, some paperwork? Can you help me? Like, it's always a service for a service type thing. It's never, well, you need to do this for, none of that. It's a service for a service.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are in within my circle. It's never, I'm going to make sure you guys are going up regardless of the fact.
Right.
Regardless of the situation. That's something I love for y'all. And even the people who I've mentored or taught or stuff like that, I've always wanted to see them do big or better. Like for the dance team, I was like, okay, I know me personally, I ain't have that much apparel when I started this dance team as a freshman. And it was very humbling. And I was like, when I became captain, I was like, dang, like, we need new apparel. We need this and we need that. And then once I started making attire, I'm like, okay, we getting duffel bags. I'm making the duffel bags. I'm making the shirts. Like, I want to see y'all to be talked well about, like have people talk about you in a positive way and not a negative way.
Yeah. Right.
And if they're talking in the negative way, they haters. It just is what it is.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you don't have people talking negatively about you about something that you're not, something that you're doing well about.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what people are looking towards at the end of the day. Like, just don't get people to anything to talk about you. But as long as you're doing things right, like you are on your P's and Q's.
Right.
But yeah.
I got one more question before we close out, man. If there is anything you can go back and tell your younger self, what would you tell them?
That's a good question.
You want to go first?
Okay. If I can go back and tell my younger self anything, the honest answer is nothing. I feel like if I would have told myself, if I would have told my younger self anything, I probably would have never listened. But I feel like if I didn't go through everything that I went through from my younger self to this version of me now, then I would not be exactly where I'm at. And I just feel like you have to be willing to go through every obstacle.
Yeah.
Like, I know for certain that my younger self would look at you, would look at myself and be like, yeah, the fuck you talking about? Like, bro, like, it's not going to happen for me. I got it all figured out.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, man, I thought I had everything figured out. And I was stubborn as fuck. used to think, oh, man, like, you know, you can't really tell me nothing.
Yeah.
But the older I got, the more I realized, like, damn, I really don't have everything figured out. And I really do need to start picking up habits to actually learn and just learn in general. Because the more you learn, the more your life will change.
Yeah.
Whether it's reading a book, learning from somebody else. Like, you could take a piece of information from anybody.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's something that a lot of people got to realize.
You definitely can scratch that information.
1,000%. But the honest answer, I wouldn't tell myself anything. I don't think I'd be here.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
That's a good, that's.
Like, truth be told, like.
That's a positive response.
You were
like,
so important. Kid.
Like, no cap. I'm for real, though. Like, if I could really go back and talk to my younger self and tell him anything, that I would say nothing at all.
That makes me think. You know why? Because it just goes back to, like, watching cartoons or watching movies, how they have this whole going back to yourself to see yourself and how they tell you, like, don't let your past see the future.
Right.
You, because you're going to alter
right.
your life.
Yeah, facts.
That's kind of like the vision that I got when you were just saying that, like, let it be. Everything happens for a reason.
And do. Very big on that. Everything happens for a reason. Everybody comes for your life for a certain season.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I feel like, even with myself, like, I don't think I would change anything without me. I feel like everything that I've experienced, everything that I have went through, everything that I have struggled with,
mm-hmm.
has made me who I am today. And I feel like if I didn't go through half the stuff I didn't go through, I don't think I would be as disciplined enough to be in the situation I am mm-hmm. now.
Exactly.
I feel like my mother has instilled everything in me, but I feel like even the situations we've been through together has helped mold me into who I am or how I see things or how I view things as an individual.
Right.
And even like people who have came into my life, for example, like my dance teachers, you guys, like I feel like you guys have molded. I feel like I came in with one idea and you guys have came into my life because you guys have been in life for a long period of time. I feel like you guys have instilled in me what I should be viewing things or how I should be going mm-hmm. about life too, if that makes sense.
It
and
does.
I'm very grateful. Like everybody who's in my life for like a long, long period of time, I feel like has instilled very important information in me and how things should be handled and how to go about things. Like you guys are, you're not friends. Y'all are my family at the end of the day, point blank period. Like I feel like things have happened for a reason and things have occurred for a reason to make things work, honestly, and I feel like I wouldn't be the person I am today without half the people coming to my life or half the situations that I've been through. It's a learning experience. It's all a learning experience. But now that you know what you know, you don't mm-hmm. want to go through it. And then even the same thing I said earlier, okay, I know what I know, what I've been through at Barry. Okay, how can I help the younger generation not experience the same thing? For example, I get to Barry, and I'm like, dang, Barry, I love it here, man. And I was like, I had to drop this class because it was like $200 for the textbook. I'm like, I don't got the funds right now. Mm-hmm. It's my freshman year. It's my first semester. Like, I don't got the $200. And it's right. the first week of school. She said, you have it by Friday. It's Monday. I said, oh, I don't got it. I'm just not. And that teacher did not care. And she said, it's virtual. Like, you cannot get no cop. You have to get it. And I said, dang. So I was like, I'm going to drop this class. So then my mom was like, yeah, you drop the class, you get a refund check. I said, really, Ma? I said, girl, get out of town. I go to school. And I said, Ma. I said, well, I told no. I said, Barry, I'm like, you know, hey, like, you know, I dropped this class. Where my refund check at? And they said, refund check. You don't get a refund check, City Boogie. Tricks are for kids. That's what they gave you. Like, what? I said, they was like, no, you pay for 18 credits regardless of the fact.
Yeah.
Right. I said, who?
I didn't even know that until I met you.
I said, excuse me? And they said, yeah, you paying for 18. If you register for 12 credits, you're still paying for 18 credits.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, excuse me? And I hung up that phone. And then my mama said that day, she said, after this semester, Buki, you register for 12, but every year after that, you're going to be registered for 18 credits. Mm-hmm. And it's me busting my ass taking nine classes, trying to finish, make sure I take all 18. But I'm grateful for taking 18 credits because I graduated on time.
Mm-hmm.
I did what I need to do. I ain't dropped no classes. I thugged it out, and I kept it pushing. And I took a minor on top of it. And therefore, being said, I think that's something that I learned. And then since then, every person who I met, I don't care. We have a conversation. Oh, this guy's with a grad degree. Oh, yeah, by the way, you're taking 18 credits. But just letting you know, by the way, like you're taking 18 credits. Just letting you know that 18 credits.
Yeah.
And everybody confused. 18 credits. What do you mean by 18 credits? Your advisors don't tell you this stuff. I said, this is something that I had to go through. And I said, I'm grateful. It was my beginning of my freshman year, my fall semester. I'm so grateful. But at the end of the day, it's just like, if I knew that my freshman year, I still would have been taking 18 credits. I'm not going to lie to you.
Right. I came in taking 18. I didn't even care. I didn't even know about, oh, you take 12. I was taking 18. I was busting down. Let's go. Got to go. Got to plan.
I tell everybody who comes in, I said, I know it's going to be a struggle, but just know that you still paying for them 18 credits. Mm-hmm. And then even any other thing that can occur, like in high school, not high school, I'm sorry, but in college, like stuff that you may not even know about. I have a lot of people who look up to me who are saying my sophomores who are in high school with, oh, I think I want to go to school. Okay, you need to do this. You need to do that. Figure this out. Your grades, figure it out. You're looking at your grades in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And I was like, I literally gave Barry my transcripts, and I looked over my transcript. I see my transcripts from sixth grade. I said, sixth grade?
Mm-hmm.
I said, excuse me? I said, are you guys even looking at? Oh, yeah, sixth grade. I said, I didn't think it was that important in sixth grade. Y'all told me high school was the main thing I need to worry about.
No D's, no C's.
I said, my grades, middle school was pretty good, but it was just like, dang, middle school? And then ever since then, I'm telling my sister, I ain't gonna lie, sis, you need to be on your P's and Q's. I was like, if you want any type of scholarship, you need to look for, I'm telling
you, 12.
You have to look out for it. And even even last year when we had the dance show and we had those high schoolers coming, I'm talking to them high schoolers, you in high school, you need to be looking at this and doing this. Don't wait to the last minute. I was one of them folks. I told myself I always wanted to be a teacher. And I feel like if I was a teacher, I'd probably teach the younger, I'm going to be on you. Because that's how much, like I said, I care for other people who want to be cared about. If you're willing to work with me, I'm willing to work for you 10 times harder.
Right.
So I feel like, life. I feel like you have to really be on people, honestly. People who you really care about. Just to make sure they're doing well. You don't want to see them in the same predicament as you.
I agree.
For a fact.
1,000%. No. Well,
man.
I think that's a wrap, man.
That's a wrap.
I want to thank y'all for coming on this podcast.
Thank
for real.
You
I appreciate
for
y'all
us.
So
you
much.
You was kind. You was wonderful.
Amazing.
Love the 129 podcast. Yeah. Y'all tune in every time. Y'all, please. This is a great man.
Y'all definitely going to hear more from them. 1,000%.
We definitely going to upgrade y'all.
And of course. And I love y'all so much. But what I do want to say before we get out of here, man, if you're looking for that person to change your life, you got to go look in the mirror. Oh. It's yourself. Can't nobody change your life but you. Once you realize that you're the driver and you're the author of your story, everything changes.